let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A couple of weeks ago, you took a trip to Vancouver Island, Comox Valley area. So we're going to discuss your adventures and all the things you saw and did. So where do you want to start?
Well, you know what? First of all, I'm going to shout out to my client that I've had for many years, who always has gone to Comox, stayed at the Kingfisher where I stayed. And I thought, thinking, what's going on out there? She's really happy. And it was a great trip. So not only do travel agents give inspirations, our guest gives inspiration back. So our journey began with a great nonstop flight from Calgary to Comox, very short. So a nice getaway for people out west. And there's many ways to get to the Comox Valley region mainland with service through WestJet, Air Canada, Pacific Coastal. And it's also, if you're driving, it's well served by Highway 19 and south to Nanaimo, Victoria, and north to Campbell River. So lots of ways to get there, also by BC ferry service from Comox to Powell River. So there's, you know what, there's lots of opportunity to go to this destination. And just to kind of tell you the location of it, it hugs the eastern coast of Vancouver Island, south of Campbell River, to the north of Parksville and spreading into the Central Mountains. It's the traditional territory of the Comox First Nation, and the three main communities are Comox, Courtney, and Cumberland, and there's several small hamlets in the area. So to describe each, Comox is a seaside community that's very popular with boaters. Courtney is the big city in Comox Valley, and the downtown core includes unique shops, restaurants, pubs, and cafes. When I say the big city, it's not a really big city, but to them it is. And and it has really a good art culture in the city, which is evident in the numerous galleries and museums and festivals. What I really liked about it, it has a great trail and park system. So we love to walk. So you have the opportunity to walk. My partner went for runs one day. So lots to do. And Cumberland, it's a former coal mining town. It's really quite charming. It's only like one main street, but it's definitely something you should try and go and see. Now, we had a car, and I do recommend that you had a car. The guest I was sharing with you doesn't have a car, but she spends the whole time at the Kingfisher Oceanside Resort and Spa to do her spa days. And you can definitely tell the girlfriend's mom and daughter family getaway to this resort to enjoy that. And we loved it. Like, yes, there's spa treatments, but it also has really nice dining options. And so some of the highlights I found there, it has the Pacific Mist Spa and Hydropath. So this is where they have like sandstone sculptured caves, massage pools, river walks, and waterfalls, as well as the spa treatments. And my spa treatment, I was able to overlook the beautiful water ocean that, you know, surrounds the resort. It has the Ocean 7 restaurant, an aqua bistro and wine bar. This is where you can really enjoy fresh cuisine with, you know, like maybe a date night, you know, meet some friends there. So not only do people of the Kingfisher go to the restaurants and wine bar, but people outside the area. So I really do recommend that you make reservations ahead of time, because it does book up very quickly. The accommodations are amazing. Amazing views. What I really like for me, my happy place is near water. So being near the ocean was pretty amazing. We were in a suite that at the end of our day where, you know, we went out and did our adventures, we'd come back. We had a deck with Adirondack chairs. We were able to just sit and relax and enjoy the wildlife. Like, there was two eagles that were always nearby. And so they thought, I thought they were my eagles, like just for my entertainment. It was really amazing. And then we, so this in front of us is the path of the inside passage. So we were able to see the cruise ships go up the inside passage every night going to Alaska.
It's funny you mentioned that because I was going to ask, I said, did you see any cruise ships? Because I recall my cruise ship days and I did two tours of Alaska sailing by Comax all the time. So
yeah. Oh, and it was really spectacular. Like it was kind of a game to see who it was. Like we saw the Disney Wonder, Silver Sea. It was, Royal Caribbean. So it was fun. Fun to see it as well. So lots of things to do while you're there. Like we enjoy the outdoors, like lots of hiking and walking, as I've mentioned. So some of the trails in, like you could go to Strathcona Provincial Park, Sea Bay Nature Park, as well as just different places where, like going into Comox, we went to the marina and just walked around the marina and then walked around the town.
Nice.
If you enjoy fishing, you know, one of the places we also went with the car was Campbell River, which is just 45 minutes north of the Comox Valley. Mm-hmm. And this is where you are. It's worth a trip, especially if you like to fish or an angler. It's a prime location for whale watching due to just the geographical features of where it is and the rich waters and such. And it attracts various whale species like orcas and humpback whales and different marine mammals and wildlife. And there's different locally operated tours that will take you to go to see different places. And we chose Homolka Wildlife and Cultural Tours for our whale watching experience. And it's a great way of combining like the wildlife viewing with indigenous storytelling and cultural insights, which I really like. We went on the Salish Sea whale watching tour, and we were in this beautiful state of the art. It was only a year old, warm and comfortable boat, because you are able to sit in the front, those seats, but it can get a bit breezy and windy. We were there in mid June, but you can come inside too and enjoy it. And then we have these great wildlife guides, Janet and Guy. And what I really liked about it is that they were excited as us to see the wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were like so, like, you know, they were they were so respectful of the community that they shut the boats down when they were getting close. Like we saw five orcas. Mm-hmm. It was really quite neat because I think I've seen other whales, but never an orca. So that was quite neat to see how the hugeness of them.
Yeah.
And then just hear about the First Nation history and culture. I think that's really important to support our local communities when we do travel. Mm-hmm. And they're so interesting, very interesting. And there was an area where there was like a huge number of eagles, and you know it, and so it wasn't hard to spot them. They were in the different trees, and we were at a time frame where they were feeding, and it was just really neat to see and to be a part of that. I don't know. It was just nature. Nature is a good word for it, because I think we sometimes maybe don't take advantage of it or take it for granted.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing all these different things that are just right in our neighborhood, really, as far as being in the next province and such. Mm-hmm. So, a totally enjoyable time. We also did a day where we went out to two islands, Denby Island and Horn, or Denham Island and Hornby Island. So you have to take the ferry out there, and it's very popular. So make sure that, you know, you have enough time to make the trip out. It's like 10 minutes to cross, so it's not a big deal, but a lot of people do it, right?
Yeah.
It's really quite interesting to go out there and just enjoy the walks on, you know, the ocean, or just enjoy some local food. It's very laid back, very artsy. In fact, when we went to Hornby Island, I was so surprised. There's this little Hamlet that had these great shopping experiences, like really neat shopping and pretty upscale. And yeah, I would definitely recommend that you go out. But as far as plan to make your most out of your trip to the Comox Valley, I would definitely plan ahead and be prepared. And so what I would do is download your trail map. So say you're going to Forbidden Plateau or Seal Bay Nature Park, you can download your trail map so that you don't have to rely on cell service, which may be limited in remote locations. Prepare for all weather. So the valley's climate can change quickly, even in summer. So bring waterproof layers, sturdy hiking boots, and gear for warm and cool conditions. I definitely took an umbrella, and I made sure I, you do use it. Book your ferries and your accommodation early. BC Ferries route, especially between Nanaimo and Vancouver, can fill up quickly in peak travel season. So book in advance to get your best options. And also, we kind of chatted about it. Support local business. So, like independent boutiques and dining, or family-run cafes. One that we did enjoy was Atlas Cafe, in downtown Portney in the town of Comox. And then, as I say, like explore nearby destinations. So, plan day trips to Denman Island, Parkville, and Campbell River, because it does expand your adventure. One of the things that you see the second you landed Comox that I know you'll enjoy was like the Comox Air Force Museum. It was really neat to see all the different planes and discover the history of the Air Force Base
Oh,
that's in
cool.
Comox. And then they have a military museum about the military history on Vancouver Island.
Nice.
If you like golf, it's year round because of the mild climate and beautiful courses. There's Mount Washington Ski Area, which is a popular destination for winter sports. So I don't think you'll be bored
Doesn't
at
sound like
all.
it. It doesn't
See,
sound like
then
it.
you can just relax, at your end of the day. Like that's why a great resort like the Kingfisher comes in handy. There's lots of opportunity and accommodation throughout. But this was the one we explored this time and totally enjoyed it. It was a like a quick trip, like in a respect, like it was only 5 days that we went, but we saw a lot, we did a lot, and we had downtime as well.
And you got to watch the cruise ships, which are really
Yeah,
amazing, especially when
yeah.
they're all lit up. You can get
Oh
them, catch
yeah.
them when the sun's going down or something, and they're all lit up. It's really a spectacular sight, I think, anyway.
It is, and when the sun goes down, great opportunity to see that, enjoy a glass of wine, and sunsets were pretty amazing.
Excellent. People can look at some of your images too, by the way, on Instagram and Facebook and X of your trip to the Comox Valley at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is your website. Some great insight, Onanta. Now I want to go. I want to visit there. I've sailed by it many times and never been.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. And it's good for singles, couples, families. Like there's something for every type of traveler, and it's in Canadian dollars.
Which also helps.
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.